Welcome to this week's edition of Take a Knee. Here's your host, Greg Johnston and Nate Harvey.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Take a Knee with Greg Johnston and
Nate Harvey. Welcome.
And we are brought to you this week by fantasyfootball.com. Anywhere, it's all NFL news, not just fantasy, but man, they focus on fantasy there, so go check that out. So what we got?
All right, so we want to go over basically this week we're going to check out the free agents going into the 2014 season. So we do got the combine next month.
That'll be fun.
We will discuss maybe top 15, top 20 mock draft. What we're looking at.
Sounds good.
And give our bold, very bold predictions for
this Super Bowl.
This weekend.
I don't know, man.
The Super Bowl.
There's a dark horse in there somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're seeing the top four teams anyways.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, best four teams, arguably. Although, if I read one more article that's about Peyton Manning and Tom Brady, I might just end my own life.
Are you on Twitter still?
Yeah.
Do you follow Sports Nation or ESPN?
Yeah.
The fact of the day.
Uh-uh.
It always has, I don't know, stupid bullshit about them being old and white. And
yeah, quarterbacks.
Pretty good at quarterbacking, yeah. So,
fun fact of the day, can you name a white corner? And Julian Edelman doesn't count.
Julian Edelman's a receiver.
No, he plays a corner sometimes. Or he did. I don't think he does anymore.
Yeah, it's true. Dude.
White cornerback.
I know one white safety.
Yeah.
Maybe. Just
Who?
Tyler Sash.
And the guy from the Vikings. That guy who turned out to be pretty good. He's white, I think. He's a safety. But cornerbacks, there are no white ones in the league.
I can't think of one.
Yeah.
I just recently found out that the Oakland Raiders have a black punter.
That's not ethical. Now you're going to take every
skill. It's a waste of talent.
Yeah, you're going to take
something.
All the skill positions, now you need to be a
punter.
That
was racist, I'm sorry.
That's just fact. It's not really racism.
Oh, this kicker for Florida State, though, he's that Mexican kid. He won the kicker award.
Best kicker. You know who the number one punter in the nation is from?
I have no idea.
Iowa State. Yeah. Yep. Interesting fact.
Who wants to be the best punter?
It's Iowa State people. They got nothing.
You know what I mean?
They got what?
Because that means you're practicing
a lot.
Like, I'd want to be the worst punter because that means I probably don't do it a whole lot.
Yeah, I'm out getting poontang.
Yeah, I mean, but then again, being a punter like in the NFL is probably like playing backup quarterback.
You get paid
a lot of money. Don't really have to do a lot.
But to be fair, that's why we're making a podcast about the NFL, not being in the NFL.
All right, suck it.
And I'm white and slow. There's that. I can't throw a ball, so I had no chance. Can't kick a ball, can't throw a ball. There's no spot for me.
All right. Oh, shoot.
So, where are we at?
Big free agents. I guess we could just throw out some that we've heard recently, that we've been reading into, looking into. I don't really want to follow any lists particular. Why?
Yeah, there's
no reason. Mr. Boring.
Yep.
So, while I'm looking at my list here... just a couple that are showing up on my... Yeah, exactly.
I made that word up.
Yeah, that's weird. So first of all, I just want to say Baltimore has a lot of free agents in the top 50.
They do.
Pitta, Arthur Jones.
Arthur Jones is a free... What? He drafted last year, I thought. That was Arthur Brown.
Monroe.
Yep. Eugene Monroe. They got to re-sign him. That's got to happen.
I'm guessing that we're going to tag him. If I were
at the very least, if you can't sign him, you have to tag him.
Yeah, give him another shot.
And the thing is, he's still, I think, top 15 tackles in the league, if not way better. But we'll give him top 15, right? Why would you trade him for a third or fourth round pick if you're fucking Jacksonville?
Yeah, I mean, they're just trying to make moves, just like every other team is. And
that was a terrible move. But Brandon
at least they're not the Indianapolis Colts.
Making moves, but they're not the Colts.
They're definitely not the Colts.
They fucked that up bad.
Trent Richardson started to show some life against your Chiefs.
Yeah, I was there.
But
I wasn't there, but I watched it.
I'm gonna stick to it. He's the AP type running back where you're relying on the volume.
Yes, but
that's you don't run a lot.
He's not gonna get that in that system. Which is not and shotgun. He's not. He needs to run downhill behind a fullback.
It's the same thing with any running back that's gonna be in New England. Any running back that's gonna be behind Aaron Rodgers.
New England. Tell that to LeGarrette Blount.
Okay, That guy's a freak of nature.
He's a free agent.
I just don't want to get punched by him.
Yeah. Next year, my fantasy football team is going to be blunt force trauma.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I think you could do better.
Well, that's the early season, all right?
All right.
Who else? I know the one free agent on everyone's mind.
Jimmy Graham.
Yes. Yes. Jimmy Graham. I was going to say Eric Decker, but I forgot about Jimmy Graham. I don't think there's any way he doesn't re-sign.
I'm not sure
how their cap room at?
Saints looks like they got -9 right now.
Okay, so they're going to cut Jonathan Vilma.
Jonathan Vilma's going to go.
Like 5 mil, I think?
Not sure what's going on with Colston's situation right now. He might have to take a bet, you know.
He might have to take a bet. And it's Drew Brees. He might pull a Tom Brady and say, pay me nothing.
Right, right.
So, to help out the team.
I mean, the dude's endorsed out the yin-yang, so.
Oh, dude, and the here's my prediction. I think they cut Pierre Thomas. And Mark Ingram's gone.
Well, Mark Ingram started to turn it on, too, man. He's starting to show a little bit of life.
It's just that team. That team's not a running back team.
They're not ever going to be. Same situation that we were just talking about.
Exactly. They're a running back by committee. And they like their Darren Sproles, but he's going to catch the ball. He's a wide receiver, not even a running back. So I just don't see how they can let that go. If they let Jimmy Graham go, they're stupid.
I don't think they'll let Jimmy Graham go.
Where's some possible homes? I mean, everyone in the NFL, yes. Yeah. But, like, really need a tight end. Baltimore, they lost their tight end. You know what I think would be awesome? Football move? What? New England.
Yeah, that's not going to
happen. It's not going to happen. But when
you got the number, arguably the number one tight end, you know,
arguably
healthy.
Yeah, number 1A and number 1B, and they're a tight end.
Then again, they did have A and C
and
until
he killed
some people.
Peoples. Plural,
right.
Supposedly. Hey, this is all allegedly.
Right, yeah, we have no idea.
Does it make me a terrible person if I want him to be found not guilty and come back to the league?
It doesn't make you a terrible person, but the guy kind of seems like an idiot.
He seems like a tool, but he can catch a football.
He's
in America, that's all we care about.
Yeah, that's
look
true.
At Michael Vick. You can kill doggies.
Yes.
Yeah. I could hear your impression there for a second. You really hated me for just a split second.
But I love doggies.
Yeah, I love dogs.
I love me some canine.
Exactly.
No, I'm not Chinese.
Touche. That makes you a terrible person.
Okay, I'm a shitty person. Sorry.
Okay, so Jimmy
so what about Green Bay?
They're losing Jerry Michael Family.
I mean, he's doing nothing.
Yeah.
Ever.
He seems like a tool.
I could see Jimmy Graham landing in a place who really needs a tight end right now, KC.
They do need a tight end. I would love it, you know that, but I don't know if they're going to spend that much money on a tight end, because I don't know what our cap space is like, and he's going to, what are we at? He's going to want money.
Yeah, he's going to want quite a bit. I mean, you're sitting right around $3 right now, so.
Yeah, we're not going to pay him $3 million.
No, not with the moves that KC has to make,
yeah,
so.
We need some D-backs.
Depending on the situation at Houston, you know, Owen Daniels going down.
But they got a good backup, but he's a free agent this year.
Garrett Is he? Graham. Garrett Graham, yep.
Yep. Who else? The Bucks, they could be looking to one. I like Tim Wright, but they might not see it as their, you know, number one tight end.
Yeah.
And it's Jimmy Graham.
Arizona, Hausler, I mean.
Arizona, ooh, and they probably have some money.
Yeah, they might have some.
Jacksonville, I think they're.
Yeah, who is their tight end right now? Mercedes Lewis? Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably got some money, so they could probably try to cut the cap room.
Yeah.
And go get a tight end.
Do the Jets, maybe?
The Jets, yes. They have Dustin Keller. He's a free agent.
You got your free agents down. I apparently haven't looked into it that often.
Yeah, I got really obsessed the other day.
I've seen that.
But to be fair, it's only because I looked up tight ends because I was texting you and needed to know. No, these are the free agent tight ends. Because we were talking about what Baltimore.
Oh, yeah, Baltimore. That's
and
right.
So I had to wait a second and look it up. I got to know my facts.
So what about Jarius Byrd?
Jarius Byrd, he is good as shit.
He can be
when he plays.
I'd say top 5.
I'd say free safeties. There's not top 3, man.
All right, I could.
I
maybe
mean, when he's playing, he's got some health issues here and there. And then when he didn't get the contract, so he didn't play.
Hey, what did they lead the league in picks this year? The Bills?
I'm not sure. That could be
pretty
true.
Close.
Could be true. They had a good pass rush. I know that.
Don't quote me, but I think they did.
Here's what, if we pick up one free agent, I'm fine with Jarius Byrd as for Kansas City. I hate Kendrick Lewis. He's a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
It's well documented, my hatred for Kendrick Lewis. I'm sure he's a great guy and a good dad or something. He just can't tackle or cover. And in the NFL, it's kind of a necessity. And so I want Jarius Byrd, that center fielder that's just going to take away that part of the field. Make sure that T.Y. Hilton can't catch 200 yards on you. That's what he's going to bring to the table. But I don't see us being able to get somebody that big.
So what other landing spots do you see him going to? I mean,
ooh, secondary. I know that the Eagles, they need a secondary.
Rams are looking probably looking for safety, too.
Definitely, that's a good one. Washington, the NFC East, let's go there.
Yeah.
Let's see, who else? The Saints, but they ain't got no cap room.
Jared, the way Revis got his contract coming off of an injury, the Bucks still decided to pay him.
Yeah.
I can see Jarius Byrd pulling it. It's a big deal.
Yeah, or if he wants to win a Super Bowl, I'm pretty sure Goldston, is that the San Francisco?
I think so.
I think his contract's up. I think he's a free agent.
Yeah, I don't see.
But I think he might be a strong. But, you know, Ed Reed, he's a free agent. He went to the Jets, right?
Yep, he ended up at the Jets.
And there was a one-and-done contract. So they can be looking for, and they love their defense.
Yeah.
Jarius Byrd on the Jets D. But I also read Antonio Camardi is a free agent.
Wow.
Not looking like he wants to come back.
Yeah.
So
I could see Rex Ryan going after Jarius Byrd.
I could too.
But is that same division?
I don't think, no. Bills, yeah. Bills, New England Jets.
Dolphins.
Miami, yeah. Yeah,
I don't know if they'll do that.
But I think he doesn't give a fuck, Jarius Byrd.
That's true.
Because I think he wants to be like, fuck you, Bills, you wouldn't pay me. I'm going to go play for the Jets.
Yeah, that's kind of like, was that James Harrison? Steelers to the Bengals?
Bengals, yeah. See, he don't give no fucks.
He don't give shit. He's getting hit paid.
Yep. So Jarius Byrd, that's a really good free agent. I want him. I want them all. Although I don't want the Chiefs to sign Eric Decker.
Yeah, so Aqib Talib. He's another. He
is good. They can't let him walk.
I don't see that happening.
No, there's no way.
To me, it feels like New England's defense is one of the most underrated defenses right there.
Well, it's because they're so good. They have to play. Every team has to play from behind for the most part.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, yeah, when you're playing from behind, you're gonna give up yardage.
This year was a little bit different because they didn't have many weapons on offense.
Any, I think, is what you were looking for.
Yeah.
Gronk can't stay healthy.
Gronk wasn't healthy. Aaron Hernandez killed people.
Yep. That happened. Steven Ridley can't hold onto a ball.
Right, so they end up going to a committee back.
And they signed that one free agent after they let Wes Walker walk, that wide receiver, Danny Amendola, and then he did nothing.
Yeah, well, he got injured. They knew he was going to get injured.
I know, everyone knew he was going to get injured. I knew he was going to get injured. You knew it.
Everyone had high hopes for Kembrell Tompkins. He did.
Dude, the Patriots just hate people. They just decide they don't like somebody, and he was doing good. And then they were like, we don't want you to have the ball anymore.
Right.
And then just gave up.
But Aqib Talib is been a monster.
Shut down corner.
He is. He really is. I think he'll see a good payout. I think they're not going to give him top dollar yet.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to hold on to him.
I think they have to.
Yeah.
And if not, somebody's going to pay him nicely.
And Greg Hardy. Greg Hardy's a big one.
He's a beast.
He's one of the guys who locks down
that side
Carolina's
of
D-line.
But here's the thing. He's a 4-3 DN. He's not going to fit a lot of places. Kansas City don't want him.
Right.
We can't do anything with him. We can convert him to an outside linebacker, but we got two great ones. We don't need him. He's not going to... I don't think he's as good as a 3-4 technique... Or, 3-4 technique, because you have to get inside on the guard. He's better on the outside shoulder of a tackle. That being said, they have to pay him.
I see him sticking around, too.
Me too. That D is just nasty. Nasty.
Luke Kuechly is a monster.
I remember when I didn't want the Chiefs to draft him because I wanted Dontari Poe.
Yes.
It turned out okay. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But Luke Kuechly is Luke Kuechly. I'm going to keep calling him Lou.
Lou
Kuechly.
Big receivers. Oh, man, there's so many.
There's quite a few.
Golden Tate, Hakeem Nicks, James Jones. You think he's done?
No, I think he's staying.
You think so?
Name a Seattle wide receiver you want on your team. Percy Harvin?
Percy Harvin's about the only one.
And it's like Percy Harvin being hurt, they're going to draft one and they have to keep Golden Tate.
Yeah, Golden Tate will stick around. Who's the other guy there?
Doug Baldwin.
Baldwin, yep. And
Sidney Rice.
Yeah, Sidney Rice hasn't really done a lot recently.
No, he got headaches. Isn't that him? The Night Hammer, is that Percy Harvin? One of them gets headaches.
I think it's Percy, but...
Takes some time.
Yeah. Kill the fuck. Hakeem Nicks, injury prone like a mother...
He is, but he's going to be cheap, I think. No, he
won't.
No, he's got to prove himself. And he didn't do it this year.
That's true.
He stayed healthy-ish, but he... What did he... Did he have a... He had no more touchdowns than me and you did. That's serious. I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me, but I'm almost 100% positive.
I faced some pretty tough D this year. What can I say?
Yeah,
don't bring me down.
I'm still white and slow, but
goodness,
the same amount of touchdowns as him. So it's like, well, who wants that? Are you going to pay somebody that much money that you're like, oh, you got a history of being hurt and you didn't catch any touchdowns last year? Come on, asshole.
Right. I don't know. I think somebody will give him a shot. I think he could counteract like a... I was going to say maybe like a Vincent Jackson. He could, you know, give somebody... Ooh,
that's nice. Yeah, but see, I don't think they're going to pay top dollar. Because if you're going to pay top dollar...
No. That's what I'm saying. You're not giving him wide receiver one money.
Yeah.
Good. And you're also not giving him 4 years.
Exactly.
You're going to be like, hey, here's 1 year.
Mm-hmm. 1 or 2 million.
Year. Yep. And see, show us what you can do.
Here's how I feel. I feel like, because I don't want Kansas City to draft... I don't want Eric Decker. He's right. Really good, but we need a speedster... And if we're going to... He's not slow, but he's not the fastest. So if we're going to sign a slower, like, possession receiver, I don't want to pay him that much.
Yeah.
I'd rather get Hakeem Nicks for a little bit cheaper and almost get the same style of player. You know? And then go draft a speedster, try to do it there.
Just trying to think who would even realistically go after Hakeem Nicks.
Jets.
You think so?
They have no one. Yeah. Right now, they'll take anybody. Plaxico Burress, come over here. The Steelers
might... They're going to bring Randy Moss out for the Jets.
Who likes old people? The Patriots. The Patriots, they need a wide receiver. The Raiders.
I could see Raiders happening. Yeah, that's interesting.
Because they do really stupid shit like that all the time. The Cowboys, they always sign like fucking... Pac-Man Jones and shit, but that...
They're not going after Hakeem Nicks. Let's be straight.
Does anyone know what Jerry Jones is going to do?
He has Dez Bryant.
I know, but...
He has Terrence Williams.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Dwayne Harris.
He does stupid things. Green Bay, they're losing James Jones. They don't want to fill that role.
But they're going to be getting Randall Cobb back, and they'll have Jordy still.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're going to be looking to go after...
I don't think so either, because Boykin, he did good.
He did okay.
I liked him a lot. He helped my fantasy. What do you want me to do? But I do like the Bucks call. That was nice.
I'm just thinking, you know, like, I mean, I was thinking, I'm wondering, you know, or Houston, they had a lot of hopes for DeAndre Hopkins. He didn't turn out to be what they were expecting.
Like, I feel like with all those good players, though, they have to have cap problems, right? Arian Foster, Andre Johnson, and then their defense. Like, they got to have some cap problems.
They might be having some. I mean, who knows?
What about the Vikings? They like old guys.
They just picked up Greg Jennings.
My point exactly.
Okay, fair enough. Cordell Patterson decided to bloom.
He's a fucking monster. He was probably, in my opinion, if I had to pick any rookie wide receiver this year, including Keenan Allen, I'm taking Cordell Patterson. I like what he can do.
Yeah, I kind of expected the same thing out of Tavon Austin, which we did happen to see...
Flashes of.
Four
yeah.
70-yard-plus rushes out of a receiver.
They finally figured out how to give him the ball. If they draft another wide receiver, I'm going to be really mad.
So the Texans are at 4.3 in the plus right now.
Yeah, but they're going to have to re-sign players that are leaving. They're not going to... I don't think they're going to have much to work with.
I don't know. And, I mean, you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket when you have two players who are injury-prone. Because Andre Johnson, you never really know.
And
I mean, you don't.
Arian Foster.
Arian Foster. That's why I don't know if they're going to let Ben Tate go. That's hard for me to fathom.
I don't think they're going to let him go, but he's going to get number one running back money, and they won't be able to meet that.
I wonder where, you know, I could see him ending up in a place like Tennessee.
I can see
with
that.
With Chris Johnson.
Going.
You know, and Ken Wisenhunt kind of like already.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck. I can see the big, big talks is Cleveland.
Cleveland, I could see.
I'm excited for them.
I don't know. We'll see what they do in the draft. That's going to be big.
Yeah, but free agency is before the draft, isn't it?
Well, no, I understand. I understand that. Okay. I'm just saying.
If they get Carlos Hyde, they don't want Ben Tate. But if they sign Ben Tate, they ain't going to draft Carlos Hyde.
That's true. And then they could focus on a quarterback. Exactly. You know, they could focus on improving their line.
Get a number two wide receiver. Fuck it.
Keeping Alex Mack, who's also going to be a free agent now.
He's a monster.
Alex Mack's probably the best center in the AFC North.
Yeah. I said Brian Unger. He's pretty good. Isn't that his name Brian Unger for the Seattle? Unger? Something like that?
Shoot.
Pat Unger? Sure. No, that's a punter. No, that's Pat McAfee. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Pat Mack. Yeah, I had to say names. You're everywhere right now. You need to slow it down, sir.
Okay.
They're speeding.
Who else we got?
Justin Tuck. 31 years old.
Yeah, but that's Justin Tuck. He's going to go somewhere. He's probably going to go to Seattle.
Didn't I hear something about him retiring? No, Brandon Jacobs retired.
Yeah, he retired. But Justin Tuck, he's going to go to he's going to go play for another Super Bowl ring.
Yeah, I agree with you.
San Francisco, Seattle.
I don't think either one of those two teams. Seattle's going to be another case of the Baltimore Ravens. They're going to suffer. Even if they do win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
All right. I'll edit that. Whatever. We'll get that in post.
2058.
You know, they're going to be a casualty of winning now, not winning long.
They don't have to worry about that. They're getting their quarterback for like $50,000.
This year.
Yeah.
This is number two.
Yep.
Next year is number three. And then after that, he's going to want...
Exactly. $20 million a year.
Not fuck you money. Yeah. He wants fuck me money. You know what I'm saying?
Touche. I don't know. I think he's respectable for some reason. Like, I look at like some...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't worry about paying me. No, we're good.
I'm for free.
You know what? I offer my services to you for free. Get the...
Saying he's gonna want to get paid, but not
Jesus
like
Christ.
$21 million.
He'll go throw a baseball for the Rangers for that kind of money.
He wasn't that good at baseball.
Yeah, he only got drafted twice. No big deal.
He got drafted the second time because they're like, we want a player like this in our fucking locker room. Fuck you, Rangers. You're just being dicks right now.
The Rangers just wanted to say that they drafted a better quarterback than the Dallas Cowboys.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Easy money.
Jesus.
All right. Who else we got? James Jones. Where's he going? Baltimore.
James Jones.
Baltimore. What's he want though? What kind of salary? I think he
So knows. He's sitting around what wide receiver 3? It's probably their third one. Cobb, Jordy.
Him.
James Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be the answer
for Baltimore.
For Baltimore.
He catches everything.
Yeah, but he's just not a playmaker.
Yeah, he's not going to bust anything.
They need that Anquan Boldin type back.
See, I don't feel like he busts big plays either, but
I could see Cleveland. Cleveland needs another guy to counteract Josh Gordon.
Here's my thing with Cleveland. I think they're gonna sign everyone. Like, I just got this mindset. Like, I think Cleveland,
like they've just been saving up.
Like, I feel like Cleveland is such a good spot. Every time you name a player, I'm like Cleveland, but they can't sign everyone. That's just unreal.
That's true.
So,
James Jones. I could see him even ended up in Arizona.
Yeah, they got a nice number two though, but they got to replace Larry Fitzgerald at some point in time.
I read something that I don't remember where it was at.
Sorry.
You know, but Arizona's talking about letting Fitz go.
I've seen
to
that.
Get a Super Bowl because they think he deserves it, which I completely agree with.
Yep.
I don't know if he's that kind of person.
Yeah. Yeah, he might not be. He seems pretty like a stand-up guy. He's not like Dez Bryant or Aaron Hernandez or something.
James Jones, Carolina.
They definitely need a wide receiver.
I mean, Steve Smith is not the answer.
No, Mighty Mouse.
He's good.
Seattle. Not James Jones.
Seattle's not going to, no.
I don't see them getting James Jones.
We got too many of these teams.
What about
stuck
Eric Decker
on radar?
The Panthers.
I could see that. It depends. Victor Cruz. Let's see. I'm thinking maybe. See, the Jets is always a possibility with every single one of these.
Exactly.
Every receiver we name,
Jets
are looking at them.
Number one, yeah.
They might sign a couple.
Exactly. They might get
you know,
two of them.
I mean,
yeah.
They don't know what they're going to get out of their quarterback that they...
Yeah.
You think they're... That's a whole other conversation, a whole other podcast.
Yeah.
Sanchez or Geno Smith. Why the did they sign Rex Ryan to an extension?
That was my next
question.
I will
never get...
You don't like that?
I hate Rex Ryan.
That's fine, but do you think it was a good football move?
I don't.
I
don't think he has control.
You don't think he... Okay, here's my thoughts on it. Because I literally got in an argument over ESPN.com on the comments. Because I don't give a fuck. I'm petty. I'll fight you. I don't care. But I think it's a great football move for the simple fact that if you can name, like, three offensive weapons, that are above average or even average, then maybe. But look how many games they won. 9-8 They went the same as the Cowboys. And look at their roster.
That's true.
Like, they have no receivers.
But they have such a good defense.
They do, but at the same time, it's like, they have a... They do, but they're going to be missing players. I don't know. I feel like you have to score points to win. And having that team, man...
Give them the team, though, that with Mark Sanchez, the golden boy, the golden Latino, who had Santonio Holmes, who had...
Sean Green.
Who had, okay, Sean Green, maybe.
He was good for a while. And they went to the AFC Championship, though.
Yeah, okay. All right, I guess I'm falling off my argument here.
Yeah, so, I mean, I feel you give him some playmakers, and Chris Ivory wasn't the answer, I'm sorry.
No, he's not.
And you give him some playmakers, and they win ball game. They beat the Patriots and the Saints.
Fair enough, man. All right. So maybe it's an okay.
Yeah.
You know, and I could see Macklin going green to green on this one, too.
I could see any Eagles player going to Kansas City because of Ed Reed.
Can we stop talking about Kansas City?
I'm sorry. Jesus. I'm just saying. I could see that happening. All right? I'm biased here.
Goodness gracious.
I don't think it's necessary. Do you think Macklin gets a decent contract, though?
I don't think he'll get a... Yeah, decent. Yeah.
Decent, yeah. Sure. I think somebody's just going to, like... He tore your ACL, man. Isn't that what he did?
Yeah. I think he'll be okay.
Another thing about Kansas City.
Here we go.
I'm just fucking with you.
Brandon Albert's is...
Yeah, he's up. We won't be able to re-sign him.
You don't think so?
No.
You've tagged him last year, right?
Yeah, we could tag him again, but for like 120% of his salary last year.
How much? Which was what?
When you get tagged, it's a lot. It's like full salary. It's like 9 mil the first time. 11 mil.
But when you get tagged, time. You know how tags work, right? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be way too expensive, I think.
He's pretty, yeah.
Anybody can use him.
He's good. I don't say he's great.
Not anymore.
But he's good. He's definitely good.
He was really solid this year. On a shaky line. Do you think San Diego, I don't really see them making too many moves.
They got to make moves, though.
They have to. They need some linebackers. They need a pass rush. They went out and got Dwight Freeney. That didn't work out.
Yeah.
Their wide receivers are pretty good. I think they need another one. Keenan Allen's
a beast. Pretty good at... They're solid at tight end. They're solid at running back.
Their offensive line... Oh, Danny Woodhead's a free agent.
Is he?
I believe so.
Well, between Woodhead and Ryan Matthews, they got it figured
really
out.
They turned it on.
Who would have thunk it?
Yeah. I hated him. Their offensive line, not too bad. Maybe a piece here or two from that, but they can draft for that. It's mainly defense, right?
Yeah.
I think it's really the whole AFC West. They just need defense. Besides Raiders, they need everything.
The Raiders are going to absolutely need everything.
Yeah, they need a new QB.
Terrell Pryor isn't the answer?
Fuck no.
So who do you think they're going to... You think they're going to go after somebody in the draft?
They're stupid. They probably won't.
I don't know,
I can see them getting Sammy Watkins.
They have no... I was just going to say, they have no receivers.
Exactly.
They have...
No tight end?
They have no tight... I have no idea who their tight end is.
I think it's...
It was Brandon Myers.
It was Brandon... Oh, it is.
No, he went to Giants.
No, he went from the Giants to there, didn't they? Or no, the opposite, yeah. They got a guy named... Fuck, what's his name? I think it's a Mexican name or something.
That's weird. I have no idea.
I played him in Madden.
Darren McFadden, probably never going to play full time.
He's
full
a free agent.
Who isn't a free agent?
Alex Smith.
All right, stop talking about Casey.
I'm serious. Run DMC a free agent.
All right, no, that's fine. Do you think he's going to get re-signed?
They have to. They have to.
Sign him for less money and
play
out his years.
Unless you can make a play on a bigger running back, big name running back. If they can make a play on Marshawn Lynch, he's free agent, right? Go make a play on him.
I would feel so bad for Marshawn Lynch.
So would I. Although he would get such good numbers because they would just run down the throat every play.
I can't see him getting hurt either.
I don't know. That guy's...
I mean, knock on wood for his sake.
Yeah.
He's a freak, dude.
But then again, I thought about Doug Martin not getting hurt. They call him the muscle hamster. And he still got hurt, so what do I know?
I just think about a big ass chicken breast running down the field on the football.
I just think of a ripped hamster, and it kind of scares me a little bit, dude.
From a Kia commercial?
Yeah, it fucking freaks me out.
Oh, he is. What do you think's going to happen there? Because
I feel you have to pay him, but they might not be able to because they're...
Doug Martin?
Oh, Doug Martin?
I'm sorry.
I was talking Marshawn. Doug Martin, I think, comes back and is a monster next year. He really fucked me on fantasy this year. But the thing is, they need to get a quarterback because they're not helping themselves. Even before he got hurt, he wasn't doing anything, and that's because there's no quarterback. There's no threat there. Everyone just load up the box, and you know they're giving it to Doug Martin.
So, I mean, while we're talking about Oakland, do you think they're going to re-sign Veld here?
The Hulk?
They're
tackled, right?
Yeah.
They will need to. Like, these are just things that need to be done, but those players are going to go for money.
I wonder what their cap space looks like.
Yeah, let's take a look at that first. This is going to help answer questions.
I have no idea how reliable this website is.
That's cool. What is it?
Spotrack.com.
If all these caps are wrong at Spotrack, and go fucking message them and yell at them, because they're being dicks and fucking up our podcast.
Okay. Just take a guess.
I feel they're fucked, aren't they?
No.
They got like 23 mil.
66. In the green. According to Spotrack.com.
Okay, so they're going to re-sign Valdir. They're going to sign McFadden. They're going to go get Eric
Jimmy Decker. Graham.
Who's the best free agent? Josh McCown. He's going to play for the...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's shitty. I don't like that.
I see them going after a QB.
The best one's Josh McCown. That's the best QB. Or you mean a draft?
I'm saying they're going to draft one, for sure.
Who? What do they pick? They're like fifth?
I don't know.
Five?
Do you have that list?
Yeah. Let me look that up.
But yeah, I don't. We'll get to that later.
Yeah, yeah. But I think they're top five.
I'm just trying to think of other free agents that are...
Brent Grimes.
Yeah, Grimes is...
probably the best corner available.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. He's good. Sam Shields, I like him. He's young, and he's from the Packers.
Grimes is, cornerback from Miami?
Yes.
A little DB-ish?
Mm-hmm. He's really good at zone. So whoever actually runs zone. I know. Who runs zone?
KC?
No, they don't. They're in strictly man-to-man. They don't care if you can beat him or not. Fuck.
Oh, shoot.
I can see him going back to Miami.
Oh, yeah, easily. Are there any quarter QBs?
Josh McCown, the fucking 73-year-old from the Bears, who had the best QBR in the league.
You think they'll try to retain him, or you think he'll get starter money?
Somebody might be super enough to pay him starter money. He's good, but look at his weapons he had, and look at his age, like... He's going to be a 1 or 2 year
player. How old is he?
He's literally like 38.
Oh, shit.
He's been in the league for 12 years,
God,
I believe.
God damn.
The Raiders are fifth.
Okay. Any other quarterbacks that are going to be free agents? I can't think of
corners?
Any.
Corners?
Quarter. Corners. Quarterback.
Let's think. I think Matt Flynn. He may have signed a 1 year deal.
I don't even know why we're talking about Matt Flynn. He's irrelevant.
Really liked him.
Okay.
I'll never let that go.
Fair enough.
There's no one. There's no big...
Let it be known that I thought Matt Flynn was going to be decent after he had 6 touchdowns. Just shut up.
And I said he was going to be garbage. And I don't know if you know this. I was
right. But anyway. He makes way more money than you, and he does a lot less.
That's fine, but I was right. And he would have said he was going to be good, and he would have been wrong, too. So
that's
still facts. I'm smarter than Matt Flynn.
All right, I'll agree with that.
Okay. There's no other big-name quarterbacks that I know of. Somebody was probably going to get cut from the Vikings. So you're looking at Christian Ponder. He probably won't get cut, but Josh Freeman or
Freeman, I bet, goes.
Oh, yeah. They paid him like $3.5 million.
I've heard his work ethic is pretty shitty, too.
Yeah. He lost 2 coaches their jobs last year. or this year, I should say.
That's funny.
Yep.
I could see... Christian Ponder sticking around. Maybe Matt Castle going to 3 and then drafting.
I think Matt Castle's 2 over Christian Ponder. As much as I hate Matt Castle.
I don't really care about the Vikings all that much.
Yeah, he won a game or 2, though.
Yeah.
I just like the NFL.
I heard that once.
Sick.
Was that in college or?
Nope, he backed up in college.
Oh, okay. What about high school?
I don't think he started in high school.
Huh.
Maybe.
He practices?
Yeah, he practices.
He's a very good practicer.
Yeah, he's really good when he plays for the Patriots and your starter tears his ACL.
That's true. I think that was Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
And I think they had some cameras. I don't know. Yeah, that's pure speculation, though.
Has been proven. It's all hearsay. I think Pollard is a free agent, I think. Either that or he might get cut.
Who?
Bernard Pollard, the Patriot killer.
From?
He's at Tennessee now.
Yeah.
He was from the Ravens.
Did he only sign a one-year deal?
I don't know, man.
I don't think so, because I don't think he would have left the Ravens for 1 year.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I remember listening, and I think they were talking about cutting him or something. I was listening to a podcast about... They were talking about him being a free agent at some point.
I forgot he did knock that guy into comatose last year.
And he Ridley? Yeah, Ridley. And he tore Tom Brady's ACL, and I think Wes Welker's ACL. All
right.
And, yeah, he's a bad motherfucker. He should go to the NFC or AFC North.
All right, do you have the list brought up? So we can start going through who we think are...
Our predictions, our mock draft.
Our drafticles.
Take a knee, mock draft 1.0.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, number one. Houston's on the clock. Who do you say? Or at least what position? What are you thinking?
I think it depends how much their owner sucks on Jadeveon Clowney's nipples, because
he's pretty good.
The guy's good, and the owner has been...
He's been saying, like, how good he is, right?
Yeah. And to be opposite J.J. Watt.
Or even on the same side.
Yeah, I don't really think it matters, because...
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You put him on the same defensive line.
I don't know. I really don't know, because if you're not going to be able to get, you know, like a...
serviceable quarterback who's going to win you games.
Right. In the second round, there's really nobody left in the third, more than likely.
Yeah. It's more prospects there. But like, there's guys like Jordan Lynch.
Yeah.
They're talking about Adrian McCarron going in the second.
Yeah. I don't think McCarron's going to be the answer for Houston.
Yeah, but he's going to win. He's a bridge quarterback. He's going to win you games until you get that next quarterback.
Okay, and I'll give you that.
And then your
so I would have to say I think Houston's probably going to go after Jadeveon.
I think I was arguing my point to, but you know my pick after that. I was arguing for Clowney for no reason. So I think my pick is clearly Clowney. I think he's a monster. I see Johnny Manziel, and I've seen Bridgewater go there a lot.
Manziel's not a Houston quarterback.
No.
No, not at all.
Okay, let's go number two, the Rams. I think they trade down.
I think they have to trade down only because, from what I understand, they're not going after a quarterback.
Yeah.
For Sam Bradford is...
they're ridiculous.
Amazing.
Not true.
Amazing.
You know how I know he's not that good? I watch football.
That's true.
I've seen him play. He's not terrible. He's not Christian Ponder. But I don't think he's going to take you to a Super Bowl ever.
You know what? Give me 14 games in one season from Sam Bradford.
Maybe. I just don't see him taking you to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't.
And if your quarterback's not going to take you to a Super Bowl, what are you doing?
Right.
But
so, yeah, I can see him trading down. If they don't trade down...
Yeah, for a pick.
They're so bad at developing receivers. It's not
if they take another receiver, I'm done with St. Louis forever. They just draft good receiver after good receiver and then do fucking nothing with them.
Who do they have right now? They have Tavon.
Brian Quick.
Quick. Who was that other guy that they had?
They had Chris Gibbons.
Chris Gibbons, yeah.
He did okay for a while. I thought he was going to be good.
I could see them go maybe trying to get one of the top receivers, you know.
Yeah, if they do, I will be upset. But I see him getting Jake Matthews. They do need a tackle because they lost Jake.
I could see that too.
And he's a beast. And I feel like if you want the surest thing possible, you go get a proven offensive lineman.
Yeah.
And more times than not, they work out.
That's true.
Other than
KC.
Number three. I have hope for him. Okay, I have hope. He didn't have the best season, but he's number two.
Mariota's not going to the draft, right?
No, Mariota's staying at home. He wants to be the number one quarterback taken next year. I like Mariota.
Next year, you think so?
No. Next year, Jameis Winston's.
How many years do you have to play to be able to go?
Three.
It was Winston redshirt?
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
Yep, so next year Winston's he's going to be the first overall pick. One. Unless he accidentally rapes
somebody. Let it be known, Jameis Winston will go number one overall next year.
Unless he rapes somebody again.
Okay.
Allegedly. Number three, Jacksonville.
Okay, so...
they need everything, yep. Oh, MJD, free agent. We didn't talk about him, but that's okay.
He's not even on my top 50 list.
Because he's old as shit.
But he's MJD.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel, you know, MJD's going to go somewhere like Jets, who not really wanting to bank on a great running back yet.
But somebody who's proven.
But somebody who's proven, who, as you said, can bridge.
Yeah, until your next guy. That makes a lot of sense, actually. Jets.
Yeah.
Because they're a power run team. He's a power run guy. But he just can't stay healthy.
I can see maybe the Panthers.
They need to cut both those fucking running backs. Or stick with what's his number?
D'Angelo Williams.
No, the other guy.
Jonathan Stewart sucks.
Dude, Jonathan Stewart is better than D'Angelo.
No.
All right, Maslin. Number three, the Jaguars.
I hate you. You just said Jaguars.
We didn't make a pick.
We didn't make a pick on number two.
Yeah, we did. The pick was the Rams, and I said Jake Matthews. Make your pick, faggot. That's inappropriate.
Jesus Christ, that was just... How dare you?
No, I meant it in a good way. It wasn't derogatory. I meant, yeah, faggot.
Shut up. It's fine.
I'm editing that out.
At what time?
It would be 41:12.
41 minutes in, huh?
Yeah.
Not bad, sir.
Flies when you're having fun. All right, so you can make
your pick. My nose got stuffy all of a sudden.
It's because of all your bullshit. Now pick St. Louis. Who did they pick?
They're going to trade down.
Jake Matthews. Well, you have to.
Okay, we'll go Jake Matthews. Right. Number three.
Okay, and then for the fourth time, Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
They need everything.
I think they're going to have to go QB.
Yeah, I think so too. Who is it, though? Are they first to take Teddy Bridgewater? Or is Blake
Bortles? According to my mock, then yes, they would probably take Teddy Bridgewater.
I agree. This whole Bortles love, I feel like it reminds me of Blaine Gabbert or the Miami guy, Tannehill.
Yeah.
Which kind of rose because they get to get the Senior Bowl and then shit like that. I'm just like, eh. And Blaine Gabbert, eh. So I will agree with you on the Teddy Bridgewater if Houston doesn't take him.
Christian Ponder was the same way.
Exactly. A reach.
Yeah.
Okay, number four. Cleveland. This is a big pick. They could do so much here.
Which, I know if I'm remembering right, they're probably going to have another one in the top 15. So...
They have... No, because the Colts made it to the playoffs.
Oh, that's right.
So their second one is 26.
Oh, okay, that's right. Duh.
Yep.
I could see them definitely going quarterback here.
Yeah, I think you kind of have to, right? I like Brian Hoyer, but...
Hoyer was okay.
New coaches, new regime coming in, which I don't understand why they fired their coach.
I'm not sure either.
I like
Chudzinski.
Look what he did to that wide receiver, man. I mean...
Yeah.
Did he make Josh Gordon? Did Josh Gordon do it? Because he kept making plays for Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon's pretty big. He's a pretty good guy.
He's good. I think they go Manziel. I think he's an NFC or AFC. What is it? Division West? No, that's me.
AFC North.
AFC North quarterback.
Yep.
He's got a strong enough arm to cut the wind in all those cities.
I don't see that happening here.
You don't?
I honestly don't. I just... They don't have that offense. You know what I mean?
They got number one wide receiver. They got a good tight end. They got a good defense.
They have no run game.
They have no...
Johnny Manziel is nothing without running the ball. No option.
But he does it on his own. It's not always design runs.
Fair enough. I don't think Manziel's the answer. You know, this is a place where I could see, you know, Blake Bortles going. I really could.
Yeah, big, tall,
no matter how good
type.
You know, we might not think that he's the answer.
Yeah.
I could see Cleveland thinking that he's the answer.
Yeah, it depends on who their coach is. Have they decided who their coach is yet?
Because
I think that'll also dictate who goes here.
I think the Browns are the last ones right now waiting still.
All right, and then number five, it's the Raiders.
Definitely could see Manziel here.
I could see them making something stupid like that. Like Manziel pick if he's still on the board.
Well, I mean, look how well Pryor worked out. Pryor's not a great quarterback.
But he did.
But he did well. Yeah. He won them games. And he did it with his legs.
Yeah.
Give, I mean, put Manziel. I kind of like Manziel.
I do.
You know, I don't really like the person he is.
Yeah, he's a douche.
But I kind of like his play style. He reminds me of the Russell Wilson, the Kaepernick type. And I know that it's very cliche because, you know, these guys run.
And they're the popular ones.
And they're the popular ones. But what the reason that the things I see in Russell Wilson and in Kaepernick is they still love the game.
Yeah.
They made it to the NFL. They're having fun still.
Yeah. Do you think...
Watch them tomorrow. You know, they're going to be making these weird plays. Look at the way Russell Wilson plays. If it's a designed option, you know, he's going to run all the way up to the line of scrimmage. He's going to throw it off, and it's going to look like a basketball pass. Yeah. He's going to lob it up over. The ball's going to be all fucked up and everything. He's going to be having fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's pumping his guys up. He's like, let's go. Let's do this.
And he kind of runs looking to pass. His eyes are always exactly downfield. I'm not sure Manziel's that way.
Yes. But Manziel does. He loves the game.
You think so?
I think Manziel really does love the game.
Okay.
Look at, I mean, just that last play. You know, the...
Yes.
Probably the most infamous Manziel play now.
Yeah.
Where he jumps in that bolt, he jumps the guy, hurdles him.
Runs backwards.
Screw it, we're going to run back.
Yeah.
Then we're going to throw a touchdown.
Yeah. But did he really, like, benefit from Mike Evans? Where do you think Mike Evans benefited from him? Because I think Mike Evans is a good jump ball receiver.
Yes, and I think, you know, I think it's two... I think we're talking about two different situations.
Oh, definitely.
You know, because I think Mike Evans is that... I'm not going to say Larry Fitzgerald because he's a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
But he's got that Fitzgerald, that Calvin Johnson, like, go get it.
Go get the ball, yeah.
Not, like, let the ball come to me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to compare him to Dez because Dez is one of the best at finding the ball.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Evans is sort of like that.
Yeah.
He doesn't wait for the ball. He doesn't go up and get it. He kind of lets it, I mean, he does go up and get it. He doesn't let it come to him. So, I think they complemented each other really well. Yeah. I can see Oakland drafting Manziel here.
Okay, so you see Manziel at Oakland. I had Manziel going to the Browns, so I'm going to have Bortles go here. So just kind of flip-flop.
I can see that.
Just flip-flop, and they need to take the best quarterback on the table, I think. And whoever that is, I think that's their pick. All right, the Falcons at number 6. What happened to them, Fox? I thought they were going to be good. They lost their wide receivers. I'll give them that, but...
They got owned by
everyone.
Injuries. Yes. I mean, Steven Jackson. Roddy White faked an injury for the entire season. I'm sorry, he faked healthiness for the entire season.
Exactly. And then
Julio Jones out for the season. Yeah. Tony Gonzalez, his walker broke.
hey, fuck you. That man is an idol.
Their defense is bad. I think Steven Jackson will be okay. I think Matt Ryan will be okay. I don't think Matt Ryan's going to win the Super Bowl. I can see him winning an NFC Championship and going to the Super Bowl. I don't see him winning one.
Yeah, I can see that. I see him being like a top 10 quarterback the whole time he's in the league, but never making that jump to the elite, you know?
So we were thinking Jake Matthews to St. Louis. I could see Cyrus Kwanjo.
Kwanjo. I watched him play the other night in the championship game. I wasn't impressed by him, really.
I don't know. It could have been a lot of nerves. We'll see the combine.
In draft, yeah, all that. Or not drafted.
I'd have him as my second best offensive tackle, and they really need to improve their line. Their line is...
Their number one need.
It's disgusting. It's next to herpes, probably.
I think it's actually related to herpes.
It might be.
I think they have to go best defensive player here, and I don't think Clowney will be there, but I think Anthony Barr...
Anthony Barr, yeah, I was going to say, he's...
But even... Okay, they're either going to go tackle or Anthony Barr, I think, or even...
Khalil Mack.
I love that fucking guy. But maybe Tyler Lewan, I think I have him as my number 2 from Michigan. I like him as that tackle. A little better than Cujo, but that's just me. But I'll say Anthony Barr, because I think he just creates so much pressure on the defense.
Yeah.
7th. We got the Buccaneers.
This is interesting, because the Bucs found out who they are late in the season.
They got kind of hot.
Who's their quarterback?
His name is Mike Glennon.
That's right, Mike Glennon. Mike Glennon from... Dane? No.
Somewhere small. Small town school. South Carolina? No. I don't remember.
Central Florida?
Something like
Jesus
that.
Christ, I don't know. Sorry, Mike.
Eastern Michigan, or something, I don't know. Fun fact about him, Mike Glennon, I remember when we were talking last year around this time, and it was right about the Senior Bowl. He started looking really good, and I thought the Chiefs might take him number one. That was silly, but they were talking him up as a quarterback, and I knew we needed one. And then we got Alex Smith, so.
But. Who was it? So we got, Jesus. Douglas Martin.
Douglas Martin, the muscle hamster.
Per se.
Right.
Douglas.
He's French.
That's weird. Bobby Draney also did pretty good.
Yeah, they look like geniuses.
V Jack's always great.
Yeah.
Who's their second receiver?
Aurelius Ben or something? I don't know.
Really?
Tim
Wright is their tight end. Yeah, I mean,
I feel they're pretty free here.
Yeah, their defense is.
I like.
I could see them going after a complimentary receiver.
Oh, yeah, number two receiver, I could see that. Sammy Watkins, probably the number one wide receiver in the draft. I could definitely see that.
I don't know that he'll make it this far down. You know, it just depends on how everything else works out, obviously.
Yeah, or somebody trades up and things like that. But if this is set in stone,
So Marquise Lee, right?
Marquise Lee, yep. He's from USC. I could see that. I like that. They might need some offensive line help. I'm not sure how they're... because they're getting back some players. Maybe a linebacker or two, because I know they got Levante David. He's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know the roster as well as I'd like to.
Yeah, I don't...
I feel they could go corner here, but I don't think you pick a corner this high. I've seen some mocks where Khalil Mack goes here.
I could see Khalil Mack
like
here
that.
For sure.
I like that fit. So that's going to go ahead and be my pick. I wish I knew more about... I should do more homework on the Bucks.
I'm gonna go with Marquise Lee.
Marquise Lee, fair enough. Okay, number eight, the Vikings.
The Vikings... I'm not sure where I'm at right now with my picks. Let's see.
All of our quarterbacks are taken.
All of our what?
Quarterbacks are taken. The top three.
Who's the fourth quarterback?
The brother of that one guy, Derek. No, I'm serious. He's the brother of the guy from the Texans, Derek Carr.
Carr, yeah. David Carr.
Yeah, David Carr. I think this is too early. Number eight for Derek Carr. But they did it with Christian Ponder. You think they pull a Derek Carr?
I don't know. I don't think they'll make it to number eight. See, this is where I could see them trading up to number two.
And getting the quarterback
right there. If it plays out the way it is right now, I'd say they probably have to go after a safety.
Okay.
Their offensive line. I wonder if Toby Gearhart, is he a free agent this year? Yeah. And the way Asiata played.
Yeah, he wasn't bad. He's sufficient.
I'm not.
I think they have to go quarterback, but I don't know if they can get him here.
Brett Hundley?
Brett Hundley? I think they're thinking he's more of a second rounder.
Yeah, he might be.
I think if they reach for anybody, it's going to be Carr. But I can see him trading back and then in the late first round taking Carr.
CJ Mosley,
that might be a really good pick for them.
Yeah. They are going to need linebackers.
Yeah. I kind of like. Offensive tackle for him, maybe? Because I always feel that's a safe pick.
This would be a good spot for Taylor.
Taylor Lewan, but yeah. I already had him going, yeah. But for Kudrow or Greg Robinson.
Yeah.
From Auburn. He's a big dude, 6'5", 320. I'm going to go ahead and say David Carr.
I'm going to say Khalil Mack here.
Khalil Mack? Oh, yeah, because who'd you have going to the Bucs?
Marquise Lee.
Okay, yeah. Khalil Mack.
I can see Khalil Mack here.
That's nice, yeah, I like that. All right, and then we got the Bills.
Whew. EJ Manuel, man. I don't know. I don't know the way he played out. I don't think they're going quarterback here.
No, they won't.
For sure not going quarterback.
Maybe give him some pieces, maybe a wide receiver.
They have nothing.
Stevie Johnson. And they got
he's okay, and Robert Woods turned out all right.
And Goodwin, they turned out all right. Give him another year, maybe. Maybe tight end.
I can see him going receiver here.
Or tight end, maybe.
They have no tight ends whatsoever, but I don't think a tight end's going.
Ebron?
He's about the only one.
Yeah. Or maybe shore up their offensive line a little bit.
Kind you of know, actually, I could see him going tight end. I know that's kind of weird.
That is kind of weird, this early top 10.
I would say Ebron would work out.
I kind of like that pick. I don't know how the offensive line is. I'm trying to think. I think they're losing somebody off the offensive line.
They very well could. I haven't looked at their so looked I'm at it too much.
Go and say Kudrow here.
Okay. Okay. Right.
And then we got the Lions. This is an interesting pick, I think. Number 10.
Somebody just died.
Because, you know, they need a secondary.
They have to get secondary.
But I think if you take one of the top wide receivers and you pair it with Megatron.
Like who? Like Watkins?
Watkins, Mike Evans. Or I think Marquise Lee. Or you already had Marquise Lee going, but.
Yeah, but I don't think you picked him yet.
No, I have not. I haven't picked any wide receivers yet.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Give him Mike Evans.
I just don't see that happening right now.
I don't either. They have to go.
I mean, who's it? Nate Burleson?
Yeah, he broke his arm.
Well, yeah, but he's that duck. Durham.
Durham. They like
he
him.
Turned out okay.
There was another guy who tore his ACL last season. Came back, and he didn't do so hot.
I'm not sure.
I can't remember his name right now.
I can see this would be a good spot for Ha-Ha to go. Ha-Ha Clinton Dix.
I love Ha-Ha. I think it's a little early.
I think it is a little early for him, but I could see... I don't know. I have a feeling that Ha-Ha is going to have a great combine. He's really going to jump up.
His numbers are going to look really nice, I think, on paper. I think they'll go cornerback, and Justin Gilbert, he had like 7 interceptions.
Yeah, Gilbert's pretty good.
Yeah, for Oklahoma State. So I think they go there. I like that one. All right, Titans. Yeah, that's a lot of needs here. Quarterback.
I don't think they're going quarterback.
I don't think so either.
Right? I think they like Jay Clocker.
I'm not a big Jay Clocker fan. I'm not, running back.
Not saying I like the guy.
Yeah, wide receiver. Tackle. They're like right tackle is either a free agent and the other one's like 35. Yeah, 37.
They draft last year that
Chance Warmack. Offensive yeah, Warmack.
That's right.
He's good.
So I could see that. I could see them improving their D-line.
Yep.
They got an old-ass D-line, if I remember right.
Yeah, it's pretty solid. They got, like, a Gerald something. I don't remember his name. D-tackle. He's pretty good.
I could see him going, like, Van Noy.
I think they go... offensive tackle and Greg Robinson. I haven't said him right.
I don't think you have, and this is where I could see him going offensive tackle, but I don't. Because I still have Taylor Lewan on my board.
Mm-hmm.
I think they could go him.
See, I already said him, so that's why I went Greg Robinson. Otherwise, it would be Taylor Lewan.
Yeah. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. And then the Giants.
This one's hard to say, but I think they're going to definitely have to go on the D-line here.
D-line?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're losing Justin Tubb.
They're more than likely
they
be
got
using
JPP. Yeah, I think they need a linebacker, man, because John Beeson was the only one they had last year, and I think his contract's up. I think they'll go ahead and sign him.
So but who are you thinking, though? Like
C.J. Mosley, best linebacker left.
I don't even know if I've said C.J. Mosley yet. I could see C.J. Mosley pretty easily here. Yeah, I think I'd go C.J. Mosley.
If Khalil Mack was there,
definitely. Or even Kyle Van Noy.
Yeah, but C.J. Mosley, if he sticks around this long, I think they had to pull the trigger. Or even
I need a pen and paper next time so I can write this shit down.
Yeah, or if Justin Gilbert's there, they need a secondary.
Justin Gilbert would work.
Yeah, but I don't think he lasts that long.
And then they could even go receiver, you know. But I think they're going to get Reuben Randall.
He was pretty good in that he stepped up this year.
Yeah, that's funny.
Sorry, I like it. 59. 13, we're going
to
go with
the
Rams.
So, assuming that they did not trade down.
Yep.
And I had them picking Marquise Lee.
Yeah, you got him taking wide receiver. I had him taking tackle.
Who did I say Ha-Ha was going to go to?
He went to the Lions.
Yeah, see, I could see Rashid Hageman here.
Is it Hageman or
Hageman? Hageman.
I've never heard the name, but I always want to Hageman. That's always what I want to say. But there's
that's
no
not N. Hang.
I know, there's no N. I'm just telling you the way
that'd
I
want to be so fucked up if it was Hageman.
That'd be awesome. I would draft him first overall pick due to his name. Him and Haha.
That's messed up, man.
So you think a Hageman?
Yeah, I could see. I think it's Hageman.
I think it is too, but I'm going to keep saying Hageman.
Or whatever.
I think they also... I think they go safety here, secondary. I think if Gilbert's there, they go Gilbert, maybe Denise Dickard or some shit. Hold on. I don't know.
Not sure who that is.
His name...
I'm sure, maybe I do.
Darquise Dennard.
Oh, yeah, Dennard.
Yeah, Dennard. He's a corner. I can see him going there. But they need a safety. Yeah. So I think they go...
Probably, yeah.
I don't want
him. If I hadn't said it.
You picked him already.
Yeah, I would have said him.
I don't
for sure.
want him to pick Haha because I want Haha to fall.
Right.
But.
Haha.
The Bears.
The Bears. Okay, Jesus Christ.
Double check.
I'm almost 100% saying they have to go linebacker.
Linebacker, you think?
I think. Dude, their linebackers suck.
Yeah, name their defensive tackle, though. Because he's a free agent.
I have no... Dude, I could... Anything defense here.
Yeah, anything defense, essentially. I think they go...
Go...
I like Louis Nix the third, but I've heard he's had some knee problems. So he might fall, I think. So, Timmy Jernigan, Florida State. He's a beast. And I think they sure up the run defense if they pick him up. So I think they have to go Jernigan.
I'm thinking they're going to go Kyle Van Noy. This is going to be the spot for him. Linebackers, dude. Need them.
Fair enough.
I mean, I could see if Khalil Mack falls to here.
If Khalil Mack falls past 10, I think anybody can just take him. I'm so in love with
it's,
him.
It's so early. It's so
it
hard
is.
To say.
It is. Everything's going to change.
All right, real quick. So tomorrow we got Denver, New England. Mm-hmm. Who wins that game?
Denver, New England. Ooh, it's in Denver. I'll give it to Manning. I want to go Brady.
I'm going to go ahead and take Brady on this one. I'm so sick of hearing about this matchup, though.
Dude,
it's not even the Super Bowl.
I'm gonna stab my ears out if I or eyes out. If
please
I
videotape more, that if you do.
If I read one more headline.
Okay, so is it gonna be Seattle or San Francisco?
San Francisco got hot right at the right time, and they're just carrying it right into the Super Bowl. But it's in Seattle. Seattle. Russell Wilson has lost one game.
Real fast before you tell me your prediction.
Okay.
Did you hear what they did this week? Huh. Seattle shut off all ticket sales to all California zip codes.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Right?
That's awesome.
So, if you lived in California,
you couldn't
buy Seattle Seahawks tickets. That's directly. Smart. If you wanted to go to, like, Ticket Exchange, StubHub,
yeah.
You could do that. Or
smart,
Craigslist
though.
Or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, do you think so? Or do you think they're using the 12th man to...
No, that's what you're supposed to do.
Oh, man.
That's what you're supposed to do, man.
I'm a little on the fence with this.
I think it's kind
of... So, what they're saying is that they can't win.
I don't think they're saying that. I think they're saying we want our fans to witness this. We want our fans here for this.
So why didn't every team do that?
What? Because they're not smart enough.
But they pay Texas A&M to be called the 12th man.
Yeah, that's great, but...
I just feel like that they're using this as a way to kind of boost maybe the morale, boost the atmosphere.
What's wrong with that?
Why can't they just do it straight up, like every other playoff game?
It's
kind
of their thing. It's kind of their thing, though. Like, maybe they'll start a new thing. Because, I mean, the 12th man, that was nothing until somebody started it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose so. We're not going to agree on this, because...
That's okay. I'm not really that... It doesn't flame me up that much. I don't need to be reason. I don't care either way. I kind of see it being...
I guess I don't really care, honestly, but...
I think it's kind of fucked up, because it's taking some fans out of it. Like,
don't be a pussy, stick to your...
No, I'm
your
just
guns
saying,
here.
I'm all for it, but I think, like, say you're a Seattle fan that lives in California, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah, hopefully you have, that's a good point.
But, so I think Seattle takes this one, though.
I honestly do believe that Seattle's going to win this game. I think that their depth is just outrageous.
Their D-line just keeps coming in fresh.
Have you ever watched their game? Like, it's just a constant, it's like hockey.
Yeah.
They
line
just
change,
revolve them,
change.
Dude. Yeah.
But it's like every one of their defensive line can start for another team.
Yep, exactly. It's
and
true.
So they just revolve them in.
Ideally, if I would have called a Super Bowl at the beginning of the season, it would have been very, very close to Seattle, New England.
Or Seattle, Denver, even.
I just... Manning is a choke artist. I don't see him pulling this up. And take choke completely out of the game. Mm-hmm. You know, he overmanages sometimes.
Yeah, he overthinks it and does things.
It's just, if you can get the pieces around you offensively, Denver's better.
Yeah.
Defensively, Seattle's better.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Or, I mean, oh, Jesus Christ.
Both Seattle and New England.
Yeah, I guess where I was thinking that they wouldn't even stand a chance in the Super Bowl, but New England's got, I think, overall better. They got a better coach quarterback combo.
Oh, definitely.
So.
But also, here's why I hate Denver. You know that. But here's why I kind of want them to win. Manning, there's talk now that he has an off-season checkup on his neck.
Right.
Because they don't think it's holding up.
Yep.
So the doctors might want him to be like, hey, hang it up. And he'll be more likely to hang it up with a Super Bowl victory. That's better for the AFC West.
He somewhat deserves that going out as well.
Exactly, yeah.
But I don't think the AFC's going to win this.
Yeah, no, neither do I.
So.
But then again, when was the last time the Patriots played a road playoff game, do you know?
2002?
2006 or 2008. Okay. Like that. I think it's 2006. But that's a long time to not play on the road yet. In the playoffs.
Not too worried about it.
I know, it's not, but it's at Mile High.
Make it, I mean, you've given them. Patriots are good.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick's good. Tom Brady's good.
And they already won in Denver.
And they already won once this year.
Losing 24 points.
Which might also be a booster for Denver, but.
Yeah. Either way.
So I'm predicting a Seattle New England Super Bowl.
Who wins?
Seattle for sure.
By a landslide? What if it's...
They don't win by landslides. They're not that team.
Yeah.
They're getting the ball, and then they're going to let Beast Mode run it for 30 times
and
a drive.
And hurt you on defense.
Yeah. It's just...
What if it's New England...
Niners?
San Francisco. Who wins that one?
Nah. It'd be a toss-up for me.
Yeah, that was a lot better game, I think.
I think it would be a lot better game, but...
I don't want that. What if it's Denver-Seattle?
I think Seattle's going to win no matter what.
You think so?
I think anyone who they play.
But
I know they're beatable.
But they're not a high-scoring team. So if Denver can put up 30, we'll say 30, it won't happen. But if they can put up 30, that's going to be... Denver's D is bad, though.
Yeah. Denver, I've seen them fall apart this year. I've seen glimpses of, uh-oh, what the hell, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
And Seattle just seems to kind of always have a consistent pace. Like, they don't slow.
They've lost games and all, but...
They have.
But still, they just look good while they
That's something that it's been a while since we've seen is that there's... Every team that's in the playoffs right now has lost a couple.
Exactly.
You know, which is kind of weird. Even after that start that Denver had.
Yeah. Like, yep.
So...
I predict a Seattle over Denver. I would love to see Denver over... Because of the things I stated, but I would, if I had to pick who my favorite team in the playoffs is right now, it's Seattle. I like Seattle a lot.
All right, let's get the hell out of here, man.
All right, man, I'm Greg.
Nate.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.